From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
What will happen to the stock market if Donald Trump wins the presidency? Mark Hulbert gives us a history lesson after this.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. There's much speculation about what might happen to stock market performance if either Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump wins the White House. Market Watch columnist Mark Hulbert describes the year we're in now as the fourth year of a presidential election year cycle, with the first year of a new cycle to begin October 1st. Mark Hulbert joins us now. Mark, the assumption seems to be that the first year of any new cycle means a down performance for stocks, and you're saying that's not necessarily the case?
Yeah, absolutely. So a number of things to say vis-a-vis this individual election, but if we sort of bracket for the moment what this election might mean and look at the historical precedents, it turns out that most people do not have a correct understanding of what the first year of a presidential cycle means. Most people think that the market doesn't do as well in the first half of a term and does much better in the second half of the term. And the only part of that pattern that's actually really robust in the historical record is the third year. The third year is definitely above average. The next strongest pattern, though it's only barely significant at the 95% confidence level that statisticians often use to determine if a pattern is genuine, is that the second year tends to be below average. But the first year turns out to be indistinguishable between it and the average year over all years, regardless of what year you are in the cycle. So if you just look at the historical numbers alone, forget about whether a Democrat or Republican or the incumbent party retains the White House, and you just look at the historical record, there's nothing that investors should necessarily fear just from the historical cycle about the first year of a presidential term.
So if we're against Donald Trump, we shouldn't have a conniption fit or anything like that if he wins. I mean, the first year is not going to be a disaster.
Well, yeah, that's a good question. It turns out there's a lot of variability in these historical averages. So if we start diving down a little bit more and drilling into the data, we do find that there is a correlation between the market and whether the incumbent party retains the White House. And it turns out that the market in the first year of a presidential term does do somewhat better than average when the incumbent party retains the White House. So in that event, one would suggest from the historical precedents that if Hillary Clinton wins, it's going to be better for the stock market. But for the column I have on the website, I drilled down to the data even more, and I found that that is actually only true for the first half of the first year. So the first 6 months or so, it is much better for the market for the incumbent party to win. So that would suggest that, again, Hillary Clinton would have a victory for her would be better for the market. But the interesting thing is that the market recovers and reverses that pattern by the second half of that first year, which would be to suggest that sometime early to middle part of next year, even if Donald Trump were to win, the market might find its bearing. So, again, these are just tea leaves that you have to try to extract meaning from, and these things are not guarantees by any means. But if you were to look at the historical record, one might suggest that if Mr. Trump were to win, the market would sell off, and that's largely, I think, because there's uncertainty about what he would mean for the market. But after 6 months or so, and again, these things aren't exact, but after several months in which the U.S. economy and publicly traded corporations in particular can figure out what his policies really will and will not mean for their future, they're going to figure out how to survive and even thrive in that particular circumstance. And that's not a prediction about Mr. Trump in particular. That's just a prediction based on all historical records when an incumbent party loses and the opposite party retains the White House. The market tends to sell off, but then relatively quickly recover. And if we see that same pattern, then one might suggest that the market won't react initially all that well to a Mr. Trump victory. But if we have any faith in capitalism, I guess one would suggest that corporations will figure out how to survive and thrive, even in something that is as uncertain at this point of what a Mr. Trump economic policy might mean for us.
I know you've got a pretty strong rebound for the non-incumbent party by the third quarter of the first presidential year. After two quarters of slight losses, the historical record suggests that the Dow would gain 6.6%
That's a very strong rebound, isn't it?
I know. Followed by, I guess, the fourth quarter. Well, that's not much of a gain, 0.4%, but that third quarter really indicates a real rebound based on historical trends.
Well, that's right. And again, one needs to qualify anything I say in this regard by pointing out that if you imagine, of course, as is the case, that there's only an election every 4 years and you go back a century, that only gives you 25 data points.
Yeah.
And, of course, many of those data points, the incumbent party retained the White House. So we don't have a huge amount of sample, and my statistics professor, I'm sure, will be turning over in his grave to imagine my even trying to draw any conclusions from this. But that's what we do as journalists. We try to extract meaning from relatively few data points, and this is why it's good to qualify it. But nonetheless, to say insofar as we can draw any meaning from the historical data suggests that, and this makes sense theoretically too, that the market doesn't like uncertainty, and any new party taking over the White House or new economic policy, there's a huge amount of uncertainty. And regardless of what else you say about publicly traded corporations, they hate uncertainty because that means you can't figure out the conditions under which they would or would not be profitable. But I think over time, this is what corporations do a very good job of doing, is figure out how to navigate what initially looks to be uncertain. They figure out what to do, and companies will, I have faith, figure that out, even given the huge uncertainty that everyone must admit exists at this point about what a Mr. Trump presidency would mean.
I was going to say that there is, at normal times, a certain amount of uncertainty, but this year, as far as uncertainty is concerned, it's off the charts.
I think that's true, and very true. And so that would suggest, if anything, the particular pattern that we see might be exaggerated even more, so that you could imagine an even bigger sell-off in the event that he were to win. But again, insofar as what you're betting on with a corporation is a many, many years of earnings into the future. I mean, a number of different economists will have different opinions as to how far into the future that is being discounted into the PE calculation and other valuation criteria of a particular corporation. But let's say at a minimum 5 to 10 or more years of earnings in the future. And insofar as you were to say that they are just going to be completely unable to figure out how to navigate a world in which Mr. Trump wins, then you'd say, as long as you eliminate that possibility that they just can never be profitable again, then they're going to figure something out.
Right.
And that's what you're betting on. And in effect, that's what the stock market and corporations do a pretty good job of doing.
So as you say, there will be some adaptability, if that's the right word.
Well, that's right. That's what corporations, I mean, that's in effect, you know, what Joseph Schumpeter, the famous economist, Austrian economist, said that, you know, creative destruction is what capitalism does. The bad gets eliminated and the good gets profitable, and there's always going to be change. But what you're betting on for the economy and the stock market in particular as a whole is that adaptability.
Mark Hulbert, MarketWatch columnist, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
My pleasure.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.